Republicans decry Nancy Pelosi for withholding coronavirus aid for political expediency. By Sean Moran on October 4, 2020. Republican congressional candidates and Representative Ted Budd, RNC, told Breitbart News Saturday that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, would rather see the demise of the country than work with President Donald Trump on a bipartisan coronavirus aid package. Republican candidates Yvette Harrell, Derek Van Orden, Jim Bagnet, and Budd spoke to Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle as Pelosi continues to withhold coronavirus aid to small businesses and workers suffering from the effects of the pandemic. Harrell, who hopes to unseat Representative Xochitl Torres Small, DNM, in New Mexico's 2nd Congressional District, decried Pelosi's political brinkmanship during the coronavirus negotiations. Nancy Pelosi just pushes it to the edge every single time. And, sadly, she would rather see the demise of our nation than stand with our president, she said. Harrell said that Torres Small continues to rally with Pelosi against all of Trump's administrative policies against bills that would help the American people, and we just can't have that. She added that the New Mexico Democrat comes to the district and acts like she's a conservative Democrat working hard for the people of New Mexico, but they are wising up to the fact that actions speak louder than words. A recent poll found that Harrell leads Torres Small by 1 point at 48-47%. Budd told Boyle that, while coronavirus aid programs continue to languish, Pelosi is holding votes to condemn QAnon instead of working with the president and denouncing Black Lives Matter, BLM, and Antifa. Budd also said Pelosi is using the working men and women, or at least those who want to be working men and women, as a political football for her own expediency. It's shameful what she's done. Look, we've waited around when we voted on silly things like QAnon, which did not denounce the BLM and Antifa, these destructive organizations, when we could actually be providing help to those who need it, including the airlines. But also slammed Pelosi for including leftist carve-outs in her coronavirus bills, such as stimulus payments for illegal immigrants. He said, like giving money to illegals, why would you ever want to put something like that in a coronavirus bill? Look, we want to help the American people. But she makes it so toxic that you can't help regular working men and women on the street. She doesn't want a bill, she believes that something is not better than nothing. And she would rather play hardball with election than help the average man and woman on the street. Van Orden, who hopes to defeat Representative Ron Kind, DY, in Wisconsin's 3rd District, slammed Kind for voting twice to give stimulus payments to illegal immigrants. Van Orden also said that the Wisconsin 3rd District serves as a pivotal district for control of the House and the 2020 presidential election. If we win the 3rd District of the state of Wisconsin, Donald Trump wins Wisconsin, and Trump wins re-election. If we win the 3rd District, Ron Kind is kicked out of his seat, which is going to happen, Van Orden said. Van Orden added that Kind is a huge peg in her power base that we're going to knock out. Van Orden added that 13 sheriffs have endorsed his campaign over Kind, who co-sponsored the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act. The bill would eliminate law enforcement's qualified immunity legal protection, opening them to liability while protecting Americans. That's the strongest coalition of law enforcement officers in the nation because they know that Ron Kind has been lying to them for years, he said. Van Orden slammed Kind for backing Pelosi's withholding of coronavirus aid to benefit the Democrat Party over the American people. He said, it's unacceptable that these are people are trying to put political expediency of the benefit of Nancy Pelosi's Democrat Party above the public safety of the people in Wisconsin. It is unacceptable, and that is why we are beating him. Bagnet, who is challenging Representative Matt Cartwright, DPA, in the state's 8th district, said Pelosi and Cartwright are using aid to small businesses as leverage for leftist carve-outs. He told Breitbart News Saturday, they're taking hostages. Cartwright and Pelosi are taking hostages, saying we will not help small businesses that are teetering at the edge of bankruptcy if you don't give us billions of dollars, trillions of dollars, frankly, of pork barrel spending. He added, Pelosi and Cartwright have been shameful. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran 3. Correction, An earlier version of this article incorrectly identified Representative Ron Kind as a Republican. Kind is a Democrat. This article has been updated accordingly.